Okay, hello. I got permission to record you for a series of questions.
Where's the permission in?
Oh, it's right there in your face.
Oh, that's what I signed. Okay. I didn't know what I signed. Okay,
thank you.
So the first question is, what is your name?
Siri Brown.
Okay, and it's a pleasure to meet you. My name's Centurio. And next question is, how long have you lived in Oakland?
I was born in Oakland in 1968. However, I moved away for a lot of time and then moved back and have always come through because I have family here in Oakland and in the Bay Area, San Jose, San Francisco. Yeah.
Okay. So in what part of Oakland did you live?
In the Fruitvale area.
Okay. Yeah. And so if you were to sum yourself up in one sentence, how would you describe yourself?
One sentence or one word?
One word.
And it grew. I was getting more business out of him.
Proud, determined, optimistic about liberation, and ancestrally centered.
Okay. So how do you think people perceive you?
That's a good question. I don't know. I know that people perceive me as serious and committed and dedicated. And people perceive me as a teacher, for sure, whether I'm in the classroom or not. And I think that those are all, you know, fair perceptions. I think people see me as, at least my students see me as someone who's on their side, whether that's current students or past students.
Okay, so great. So the next question is, what journeys did you take, or what journeys did you went through, or life experience made you the woman that you are today?
These questions are surprising me. I guess I thought it was more about like specific issues in Oakland.
Oh, it's coming down.
which is good. I was just surprised. Well, I come from a long line of African people here in America that are strong-willed, determined, purposeful, spiritual, and community-oriented. So it's just, I am a reflection of, you know, a long family line that's very similar. My great-grandmother founded the first black elderly home in San Jose. My family in San Jose brought the Juneteenth celebration, and it's still ongoing. And so it's kind of just a part of who we are. A lot of my family members were involved in civil rights and black power. And even if they weren't, there's a strong black consciousness, or community, really just community consciousness too, not just black consciousness, community and justice consciousness. So I think I'm just the next reflection of that.
It's beautiful. Yeah. So the next question is, what does gentrification mean to you?
Gentrification to me means domination, violence and warfare, even if it looks like it's soft, you know, and subtle and slow moving, it still is violent removals of families and homes and traditions. It's done by force. It's done on a level of warfare. It's like it's a economic class warfare on the backs of black and brown and working, you know, poor people. So I see it as something very serious and something as part of the larger reflection of what's been happening and what's continually happening. Unfortunately, it's just increasing its rapid pace right now in this time because the economy has surged back up for corporate America and for the, you know, the elites, and so they're going full force once again.
So how has living in Oakland impacted your life?
Oakland is such a unique city because there's so much pride in being from Oakland, you know, and people love saying I'm from Oakland, and you know, there's so much, such a strong tradition here of black organizing and strong black families and black businesses and black political organizations and social justice and, you know, radical black politics. It's such a strongly rooted in who we are, having come from the South to Oakland, that it's just a very unique place with a mindset and a politic that creates amazing music and amazing politicians and amazing movements and, you know, fosters that good African creativity that we've had for so many thousands of years. So it's just another beautiful chocolate drop in the snowflake country.
Nicely put.
Just put that in there for you, Centurion.
Right?
In the white dominated cake.
Right.
Chocolate drop.
Okay. So I have another question for you. What do you love the most about your community?
The people.
Okay.
Yeah, we're a very resilient, strong, proud people, even when we don't know it.
Mm-hmm. You know, what do you mean by that, when we don't know it?
Well, it's like you can talk to black people in Oakland about political issues and things going on, and it could be someone who's out of a job, it could be someone who's drug addicted, it could be someone who's, you know, having a hard time in all kinds of ways, but we're politically sharp and aware of what's happening. You know, like, we understand what's going on. We understand that white folks are moving in and taking over and that our schools don't work, and we're not as ignorant as people think we are. In every rung, you can have a conversation with people, and they have an opinion. And for the most part, we do understand what the problem is. So I love that about us. We're not unknowing. We're just unorganized. You know, we're just not organizing and fighting back strong enough right now. But it's not that we don't see what's going on.
Understandable.
I got you.
So even young people. I mean. Young people are real clear. Look, this is what's happening.
Right.
They're moving in. They're taking over. The police. There's not a lack of knowledge and awareness of what's happening to us right now.
Right.
So here's another question for you. If you can change one thing in your community, what would that be? If you had the power to make this happen, what would that change be?
I would, if I had the power to do that right now. Let's see, I'm contemplating mass forced deportation of those who gentrify and those who colonize and murder. I'm thinking of how we need Africa Town. We need Little Africa Town. We need our East and West Oaklands to really be owned by us, for us, you know, owning our own homes cooperatively or individually, owning more businesses, exchanging money throughout our community through our ownership of businesses. I want to see black self-determination on every level, politically, economically, educationally, and it is something that we could do.
Okay. And what would be the hopeful outcome of all that was to happen?
I also want to add that I would immediately shut down OPD and institute community policing and community patrol of our streets, utilizing the Black Panthers as a formula and other community policing strategies, and that would help to alleviate some of that immediate pressure that is on our young people.
Okay, so you think if you was to hire a community police force per se, or patrolmen or in women, how would that make an environment or area community better than versus having trained officers of the, you know, some people call the law?
Well, part of the reason that we have internal problems is because of what's happening externally. So if we really look at who is bringing in the drugs and who's bringing in the guns and what's the role of the police in that, if we really sit and look at the police as an occupying force that's causing more problems. Because we don't trust the police and we don't, and we have every reason not to trust the police, then what do we do when we have internal conflicts? We have to deal with them ourselves. And that leads to more increased violence amongst ourselves. We don't have a body to go to that really can serve and protect, that's culturally understanding and can give, you know, or a justice system that understands who we are and advocates on issues that would really help us. Instead, we have to go external and call the police and call Child Protective Services and call the school district. We're calling entities that oppress us to save us.
Right.
And it's not helping. It makes it worse. So community policing, black self-determination, black-controlled schools, and neighborhoods would transform us so quickly. It would probably shock us. All you have to do is look in the past and see those independent black towns. 80% marriage rates, graduation rates from high school, 90%. When we are able to do for self by self, we flourish.
Right.
Without that outside oppressive forces that keep us in chaos.
Right. So the last question would be, Ms. Siri Brown, what does Oakland mean to you?
Strength, pride, history, power. That's what it means to me.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Ms. Siri Brown, Ms. Dr. Siri Brown, for this interview. I hope you have a blessed weekend and drive safe.
Thank you. I'm riding the bus.